le pluriel des noms composés. Okay, so if you didn't watch the first part, well, I would advise you to do it. Okay, so it's maybe it would be more clear. Okay, if you did, then let's start. And then keep in mind that this video, in this video, will work or we'll see the words that will be composed by a noun and an adjective. Okay, so in the previous lesson, we saw, well, these nouns, when they were composed by two nouns, okay, but in that case, it will be noun and adjective. Okay, and then, well, it will be exactly the same thing. It's never 100% in French, so it will be 90%. So in 90% of the cases, you will have to put, well, the noun and the adjective at the plural form if you want to, well, put this all noun, so this composed noun, at the plural form. Okay, so we'll see how it works. And then we'll have first the singular form here. So here is the first one, un haut commissionnaire. Okay, un haut commissionnaire. And if we want to put this word at the plural form, then it will be quite simple because you just need to here and here add the plural form. So in that case, it's S and S. Okay, des hauts commissionnaires. And if you're a bit careful, you can hear that un haut commissionnaire and des hauts commissionnaires, well, clearly it is pronounced the same way. So you put the S at the end of both things here, okay, but then you don't pronounce them. So it will be phonetically almost the same, okay, in most of the cases. Un haut relief, okay, un haut relief. And if we want to put the plural form, then it's quite simple because S and S, but then we don't pronounce them here. Des hauts reliefs. Okay? Un haut relief, des hauts reliefs. Un franc-maçon. Okay? Un franc-maçon. And then plural form, exactly the same rule. S here and S here. Des francs-maçons. And then you don't pronounce them. Des francs-maçons. Un franc-tireur. Un franc-tireur, and then plural form, exactly the same rule, des francs-tireurs. Un courbouillon, un courbouillon, and then if you want to put the plural form, well, same rule, S, S, you don't pronounce it, des courbouillons. Un courbouillon, des courbouillons. Un court-circuit, un court-circuit. Same thing, des courts-circuits, des courts-circuits. Un beau-père, so here it's interesting because if you remember, we saw that previously, this beau, so the adjective beau, you've got the singular form here, and you've got the plural here. You don't put S at the end for the plural, but you will put this X, okay, so X, à la fin de beau, okay? But then it's exactly the same thing because you don't pronounce it. Des beaux-pères, okay? Remember the S, but then it's silent. Des beaux-pères. Un beau-père, des beaux-pères. Une belle-mère, des belles-mères. Same rule here, S and S, but you don't pronounce it. Une belle-sœur, des belles-sœurs. Okay, une belle sœur, des belles sœurs.